Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I mean, who knew that we would be predicting things, David? We may be like the Simpsons and predicting that Hulk Hogan would show up to Lions training camp with Dan Campbell, saying he's going to be my new tag team partner. And it has triggered a lot of people. It used to be sports was exempt. You could just have fun. The only colors you cared about was your team colors. You cared about Honolulu blue and silver going up against the green and gold of the Packers. That was it. Not anymore, man. Now it's, you know what? It's, hey, politics. NFL was king. It looks like politics is now the new king. 248-539-9797. Have we reached the point where we're letting politics affect everything and we just stop having fun? We just stop seeing things as just Hogan showed up to Lions camp. Or, look, it ain't just me making this up. We had a texter text in, and that's how we got on this topic. But when you read the comments, Brad Galley from Channel 7 tweeted out some video, and man, talk about pulling up some popcorn in a seat. Go ahead.
The first one that comes up, lost a bit of respect for Dan today. Hogan is a known racist. This is bad optics, man. Someone said, disgusting. Can't believe they did this. Another person says, awesome job, coach. So that person seems to like it. Another person says, would have been dope about 12 days ago, but you can't do this now. Would have been cool in 1993. You can't do this now. Someone else says, yuck. Never liked Hogan. Won't like him ever again. Another person says, so much crying. That's responding to everybody else crying here. A lot of people are saying, ooh, how can you do this, Lions? Someone says, you better not start off slow. If you do, I'm blaming you. Ooh, I'm blaming Hogan for this.
I was about to say, what did I do?
Not you yet. Hogan for this. A lot of people are saying, yuck, how can you do this? There are a few people saying they love this, though.
I mean, they just played it on ESPN's NFL Live. Like, this is going viral. People are seeing it, and it's just so polarizing. Peter sent me a message on Twitter or X. He said, the moment Hogan stepped out at the RNC, he made it political. Athletes and entertainers used to stay out of politics. Now they don't. So is it simply because he got up there and spoke at the convention, and now he's got an X on his back and he's not allowed to do stuff? Because, David, it was weird. When he showed up yesterday,
yeah,
literally this black SUV pulls up and this guy with a camera. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? And I'm talking to two other guys. And I'm like, and then he steps out. I was like, huh, looks like Hulk Hogan, but he's too little.
Yeah, so okay.
I went over to him like, are you really Hulk Hogan or are you an impersonator? And he's like, no, brother, I'm it's me. Oh, okay. Sure. And then I went to the company picnic like, oh, Hulk Hogan is here. He's a lot smaller than what I thought.
And I did not believe what you were saying, that he was in the building. I'm like, what are you talking about? But I'll tell you this. There were a few people in the office that wanted to get pictures with him. And I don't think in their minds they were thinking politics. I think they were thinking like I was thinking, because, yes, I'm one that took a picture with Hulk Hogan. And I tweeted it out, and people just ripped me for it. But I wasn't thinking politics. I was thinking my 9-year-old self is loving this right now.
And did I not tell you?
You did.
David.
And it happened.
Just keep this on your own personal reel, because the second you put this out there, you might as well go outside and lick the sidewalk, because things are just going to get dirty.
Oh, it was.
And
it was,
I read
something.
Some of your, and I was just like, you know what? I tried to tell this man, do not do this. I saw all the names you were called. Like, wow.
But it was what you were saying. It was for a second in time. I just let it and just forgot
all
everything.
All you saw
and
was
just
Hulkamania.
All my figurines in my hand at 9 years old.
Right. Whether you were at the WrestleMania where he dropped Andre the Giant and ripping of the shirt. Like, yeah, because it was like, okay, yeah. Because I went back to those Saturday mornings with Mean Gene Okerlund. And yeah, and I'll tell you this, brother. But now, no. I mean, reading this, there are people who are upset. There are people who are offended. And I'm just like, guys, have we reached that point now where everything gets scrutinized? Everything is political? Everything upsets you? Is this what we are now? Are we that sensitive of a society? Because I couldn't believe some of the stuff that I read. And yeah, you got a lot of people who are, if this season goes sideways, they're going to point back to this moment. This will be Dan Campbell's taking the wind moment. This will be Dan Campbell riding off on a motorcycle moment. This will be Dan Campbell's that pitch back and forth thing moment. If this thing goes sideways, these are the receipts that some people are now holding on to. 248-539-9797. Let's go to the phone lines. Mark, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, so I think to answer your question, right, I think that what this arises from is, big media companies wanting us to have that reaction, getting mad at each other over politics, when in reality it's just them promoting something. And two, as a real Lions fan, I think all you care about is a winning record and us biting kneecaps.
Mark, I'm with you. I was like, huh, okay, he made it to – when I saw the video, I'm like, oh, he made it to the Lions camp. And then I clicked on it, and it's like, oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. And it just – comment after comment, like, people are just so upset. But, yeah, Mark, I always thought that – sports would be exempt from that, but I guess not. Maybe I was just being naive, because Mark and David, if I think about it, even going back to Kaepernick, people just was like, no, you can't have this and you can't have that. And it's just like, well, why can't we just have fun and play sports?
That's exactly right. And I think with that being said, it's, at the end of the day, all we have is our pride to be a Lions fan. And if we let politics get involved with that, then what are we doing as real fans that want to support our team at the end of the day?
Appreciate the phone call, Mark. 248-539-9797. Dan Campbell and Hulk Hogan, looks like they're cutting some type of commercial or promo spot. I don't know if it's for Detroit. Man, here's the thing, and I don't think about it. What if it was for the Lions? Would the Lions, like, put that up on the Jumbotron during a game?
I don't know if they can anymore.
I don't know if the Lions can do that. I don't know who the promo was cut for. I don't know if it was cut for Hulk Hogan's people.
I don't know either.
Or if it was cut for the Lions. I mean, think about it. They put Eminem up there, and people lose their mind. It's Eminem. He's at the game. Oh, Slim Shady, yeah. I don't know if you could play this on the Jumbo. If it's Hulk Hogan, because it could be counterproductive, where all of a sudden you're getting a rain of boos.
Correct.
When you're trying to, like, when they put Eminem up there, the decimal goes higher. I don't know. This one may end up on the cutting room floor. This one may not make it.
I will say this, and I don't know if they've done this, but I haven't seen it. I have not seen one player with a photo or video with Hulk Hogan. Now, that may have been on purpose to not put the players out there, but I mean,
but you got Dan deal. Campbell. I mean, at the end of that video, he's like, man, appreciate you coming out here and all of that. It's audible. You can hear it and you can see him. He's shaking his hand and he's excited. But because I think like you, David, he went back to as a kid and that's Hulk Hogan. I grew up watching him and you're in the backyard body slamming your little brother, you know, and doing all of that type of stuff. 248-539-9797. Paul, you're on 97.1.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
You know what? Aside from the politics, I think it's bigger than politics. It's a sign of the times how we live. Like, everyone needs to stay off the comment section of the internet. It is the cesspool and it's garbage. And everyone's opinions, they think they matter. They think they need to voice them. And it's just pure. You could post a beautiful, heartfelt, warming, nice picture that you think you're doing great for your team or your community. And you're going to have people that are just pure trash that have negative comments. And I would love to have, if we could take a snapshot of these people that are negative online, how they live in their lives. Because if you're going to promote all this, this is wrong and this is bad, you better be living your life like a saint, because it's just crap. I mean,
no, Paul, I'm laughing. Paul, hold on. I agree with you. I'm laughing because I always, when you see the people in their comments and then you look at their profile and the family photo, and it's just like, really? Is this how you talk to your wife and kids? Wow.
Yeah. like Rico, like you're going, and both of you guys, you're going to get people that text you or call in. This is how it's going to play out. They're going to say, oh, you're just, you know, covering up for the Lions, and oh, now you guys are too liberal. Oh, but now you're too, because, like, all we should be able to do is say, wow, man, Hulk Hogan, cool. He was with the Lions. He was a cool wrestler. Great. And we move on. Yeah. We move on. And even though I'm calling your radio station right now, and I don't mean to be hypocritical, the fact that you have time in your life out of your day to go to a post by Brad Galley and make a comment about something like this, I mean, give me your job. I mean, the bottom line is comments on the internet, political or not, it doesn't even have to be political. Pure trash.
No.
Pure trash. And that's why more and more athletes and celebrities are posting. Why would you want to subject yourself to losers online whose opinions think they matter?
No.
If I were you guys, I wouldn't post anything just because you're going to get a backlash of people who think they know something and their opinions do not matter at all.
No.
And for all the people that want to say, oh, if the Lions don't start off good, you know what? There's more other, don't go to a game. And you want to blame it on Hulk Hogan? You got to figure some things out in your life, man. You really do. So bottom line, stay off the comments. Go Hulkamania. Go Lions. And have a good day.
I appreciate the phone call. Paul was ready to rip off his shirt. Hey, Paul, trust me. Trust me when I say I rarely post things. Like, David, you know what the good old days of posting stuff on Twitter is? When I just get inundated by Michigan fans.
Yeah, oh, that is the good old days.
Because
you're
Michigan
right.
Fans don't like me because I'm simply drawing breath today. And the day ends in Y.
Can we get back to those days? Those are simpler days.
Right, it's like, other than that, trust me when I say, and I'm sure you get, David, I get called everything. I'm not black enough. I'm too black. I kiss up to Mike. You do this. You do that. It's like, you know what, guys? Spell my name right and make sure the dollar amount is right on the check. That's how I feel about it. 248-539-9797. You guys want to talk about it? I'm going to get to all your phone calls next. 97.1.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Hulk Hogan visited the Detroit Lions training camp today. Brad Galli of Channel 7 posted video. Looks like they were making some type of a promo. Don't know who the promo was for. I don't know if it's for the Lions or if it's for the beer that Hulk Hogan is hawking. But it was him and Dan Campbell, and he was like, Dan Campbell's my new tag team partner. And Campbell was all in. And it sparked a little bit of controversy here in Detroit, where a lot of people were upset and said they lost respect for Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. How could you allow this to happen? Others are like, man, that's Hulk Hogan. It's the Hulkster. My question is simple. Have politics become so divisive that we can't enjoy anything anymore? That everything has to be looked at as who you're voting for, who you support, or can you just sit back? Look, nobody's perfect. Everybody's done something. I'm not sitting here defending the man and some of the decisions and things that he said. I'm not. But here's the other thing. I don't care. I got other things I got to worry about in this world than that. Okay? I tried to stop David from posting his picture yesterday. David didn't listen. David got called a few things. 248-539-9797. You now have some Lions fans who are saying, hey, if the season goes sideways, we're blaming them. I wonder if the Lions are going to play. If the promo was for the Lions, would they actually play the promo at the game of Hulk Hogan talking about Dan Campbell? And what would be the crowd's reaction? 248-539-9797. Dave, we got a full phone banks of calls. Let's just jump right into the calls. Chris, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Rico. This is a good topic. So I know that the collective memory only lasts about 2 weeks, and so a lot of the controversy brews around Hogan's appearance at the RNC. But you know what, guys? I think this controversy is deeper than just politics. In 2015, Hulk Hogan was caught on tape going on a racist tirade.
Oh yeah.
I would read you the transcript, but it's not appropriate for radio. But
you know what, Chris? Let's just roll with it.
It was so bad that the WWE had to kick him out of the WWE Hall of Fame, and they ended their relationship with him. Now, it should be said, Hogan has apologized profusely, and he's gone on an apology tour, and the WWE has put him back in the Hall of Fame. But, I mean, that doesn't necessarily – I don't think that means that, like, oh, it's not disappointing for the Lions to associate themselves with him, especially for a league that's 67% black, and that the comments that he made were directed at or about black people. I'm a black fan. It was disappointing for me. And I don't really care about him showing up at the RNC. Like, you know, it's whatever. It's Hulk Hogan. I'd be honestly surprised if he were at the DNC. But, like,
but you know, hold on. But Chris, the funny thing was,
the racial issue that is bothering people.
Yeah, Chris, it was funny because I was on vacation. And when I saw it, the only question that I had was, how far down the list of people did you have to go until you said, okay, well, Hulk Hogan said he will come and speak? Like, seriously? Hulk Hogan? It's just like when they have Ja Rule on CNN. Like, really? How many people turned it down before Ja Rule had to say, well, I'll speak for folks? I got you. Go ahead, Chris.
I mean, the rumor is that he was just in town and he just wanted to come to camp. And, like, you know, it's like whatever. And they're probably not even really paying that much attention. Like, they can't, like, say, don't come to training camp. But, like, for this segment to be like, is sports too political? I mean, sure, we can have that talk, but I don't think the Hogan issue is the point, is the issue to have it on, because the outrage for that is very well warranted, especially for, you know, lifelong African American Lions fans like myself. Like I said, I don't care about the RNC. Like, that's small potatoes. But, like, you know, if this guy is really out here with bigoted views, and, like, hey, you're gonna rub a lot of players the wrong way, let alone the fans. Sorry, I know I've taken up a lot of time.
Oh, no, Chris, you're fine. I appreciate the phone call. No, and trust me, yeah, I never forgot about that. It wasn't about, oh, he spoke here. Like, no, I remember all of that stuff. And yeah, if that's the case, it's why, you know, I was watching the show Clipped, because that's an NBA owner. And a lot of people say a lot of things when they don't think they're being recorded. A lot of people say a lot of things behind closed doors to the family members, and at the family parties and picnics and holiday gatherings, that you would be shocked. I've learned, man, nobody is above that. Everybody who's, oh, I would never say that, until they do, until they get caught. And then, of course, everybody's sorry. Oh, my apology tour. And they get on camera crying like Van Jones. All right, let's go back to the phones. Chris, you're on 97.1.
Yes, sir. Hogan knows best, right? So my thing is this. I know we always hear, you know, Mike say, you know, are these athletes, are these celebrities, you know, are they someone worthwhile to look up to? And, you know, the answer, and you can make your own decision on that. I told my daughter yesterday, she's 11. I told her, I said, I'm going to see Hogan. He's kind of like going to meet Santa for me. I'm 40 years old, you know, grew up a huge wrestling fan, WWF. And quite frankly, that's the way I saw it. I saw it as seeing someone. I don't know if I looked up to him, but it was really cool watching him body slam people on TV, and end up getting his autograph on my shoe. And he was there to promote his beer.
Yeah.
You know, that said, you know, he definitely, you know, over at the Shillelagh there, he definitely got a little political, you know, and he has that affiliation. But for me, I was able to, you know, post on Facebook and the socials, you know, my shoe. I got a picture with him. I had a great night. I thought it was really cool. And then you got to worry about the, you know, your friends that maybe not, you know, might not have the same viewpoints as you. And I just said, hey, no affiliation. Just, you know, I wanted to feel like a 5-year-old for tonight. And that was really it.
No, and Chris, I appreciate the phone call. I get it. Trust me, man. I've seen it happen, not just for Hulk Hogan, for a lot of people. I remember back in the day when all the stuff was going on with Kwame Kilpatrick, and everybody just talked about him. But yet and still, when that man walked into a room, he owned it. People wanted photos with him. They wanted autographs. And they knew he was about to go to jail. They knew that he did a lot of things that he probably should not have done. It didn't matter. David, I just sat back and watched this. I mean, in the elevator, I was like, he's just getting accosted. Hey, Kwame, could you take this picture with me? Can you sign this? Can you sign? People are, you know, like it or not, most of us are star bleepers. And we just want to say, hey, I got this photo. I saw this person. And you forget about everything that they did. I haven't. But then again, I'm sure Hogan won't be the first person to say that, use the term. He won't be the last person. He spoke at the conference. Hey, man, that's on him. It always amazes me. I kind of wish that we always talk about, oh, you know, my freedoms in America. All right, well, guess what? A person has the right to think something differently than you. It doesn't make them a bad person. It just means that they just don't agree with you. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't see that. Unfortunately, a lot of people see that as now you're the enemy. You're not the enemy. It just means you have a difference of opinion. That's all. 248-539-9797. Are you upset at the fact Hulk Hogan was at Lions training camp shooting a promo with Dan Campbell? Your phone calls, your ticket texts, next, 97.1. Thanks, Jeremy. You know what? The more and more I look at this video, I think the Lions shot this video. I think this is going to be stuff that Slick Back Hair Kenny will be watching at Ford Field. I think they're going to be putting this up on the Jumbotron. I don't think this was for his beer. I think this was for the Lions and for the crowd. I'll be interested to hear what the reaction will be. 248-539-9797. David, we've neglected the ticket text. Let's get a couple of those in before we get back to the phone lines.
Someone's saying the point that Rico is missing is Hulk Hogan had diehard black fans as well. So when they heard the racist things, it was tremendously offensive and disappointing to them. That's why people are having the reaction they are having. It's not just the politics.
No, I get that. I saw the video. Yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from.
Yes.
And as I said, since then, the man has come out and apologized. He went on a whole tour. I'm sorry. Now, whether you believe it or not, that's up to you. I guess as I get older, I realize everybody's sorry once they get caught, but it's something that I think most people just say in the private. I don't get shocked anymore.
See, here's the thing, and this is what I've always
is it disappointing? No, but is it disappointing?
Yeah,
it was disappointing. But I'm not holding grudges for 10 years. That's just not me.
Yeah, but
I've been called worse,
and I've always been taught this even as a kid. You know, you may not want to meet your heroes.
Yeah.
You may not want to get to know them because there are some things that they don't tell you.
Yeah.
There's some things that they believe or say.
People.
Yes, that you just don't want to know. You just want to keep it to, I see you on TV. That's
yeah,
it.
When he did that, it was like, wow. Yeah, because it used to be the Hulkster. Now, do I look at him differently? I absolutely do.
Yes.
When he came in yesterday, I was just like, huh. I remember back in the day, I would be like losing my stuff. Like, that's Hulk Hogan. But then I remember what he did, and it was like, oh, that's Hulk Hogan. Okay. You still think, you try to go back and think of the positive things, but you don't forget the negative stuff, if that makes sense.
No, you're right about that.
I'm not going to sit here and just, oh, well, your whole life is going to be based off of that. No. I'm not going to forget it. But
I'm not throwing that away at all.
Right. So the ticket text, I understand and I get it. And I saw it and I was just like, really? That's how you feel? I mean, you know, it's like, was it Hasselhoff? And no, it wasn't him. It was, who was a celebrity that just like went off? And
man's from Seinfeld.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean.
Right. And that's just it. Like, man, I was a gigantic Seinfeld. To this day, David, you know, I can't really watch the show without. I'm fine. I start watching it, and all of a sudden, you know how he opens the door and comes into the room, and then I'm like, and that's why I don't like this show anymore.
It's completely different now. Right. Yeah.
It's like, okay.
All right. You're right.
But I get it. Go ahead.
Matt in South Lyon says, I am a huge Democrat, but I could give two craps about Hulk Hogan. I don't mind him coming to camp. It's stupid if you're complaining about it. Someone else says, I hate election years. Always something to divide us as humans. That is from Jason. I saw Hatchet's picture on my computer. Okay, there we go. I saw Hatchet's picture with the Hulkster yesterday, but then I realized David thinks he's white anyway. The people who can't have fun anymore live a sad little world.
Yeah, trust me. David, oh, I forgot you do like deviled eggs.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Raisins in your potato salad?
No, not at all. Derek in Brighton says, it's really sad that some people actively look for ways to be triggered by something. You can disagree with someone's politics and still be friends, people. Hashtag make politics boring again.
I think we're a long way away from that. 248-539-9797. Jay, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How you guys doing?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Hatcher, I wanted to call and make a speech because I was the one that posted something. And I wanted to call and apologize to you.
Oh, you're good, dude. You're good.
No, but I wanted to explain, because you have to juxtapose that because of the things that Hogan has said and stuff like that or whatever. And as a huge wrestling fan, I still have it. I'm going to see SummerSlam next week and stuff like that. He was essentially kicked out of the WWE because of his racial thing. And then recently, with the whole thing with the whole, like, ambassador, oh, she was fired because she was black and stuff like that. So I think a lot of people have a negative connotation when it comes to Hulk Hogan, especially as a wrestling fan, obviously, because of the things that he said about using the N-word and stuff like that. So, but I do want to apologize to you and stuff like that. I really wanted to, you know, call and give you that and stuff like that. But call and let you know what was ahead on the other side of the coin.
No, I hear you, dude, and I appreciate that. But here's the thing, and I've said this on the air before. I compartmentalize a lot. I can't stand Ben Roethlisberger off the field. But when he's on that field, he was a Steeler, and I rooted for him. And that's how I felt yesterday with Hulk Hogan in the building. I was just 9-year-old me all over again. I remember everything that he said and that he's done and what he stands for.
Say your prayers, eat your vitamins.
Yeah, I just ignored the negative and said I'm 9 years old all over again and I'm taking his photo. Okay. That's it.
Just stay away from his daughter, David.
Yeah, apparently I have to.
Well, you're married.
Oh, yes, I have to, yes.
Occasionally I have to remind you of that. That's a whole nother story in and of itself. But no, so what I'm saying, I thought maybe it was Hulk Hogan is a polarizing figure. A lot of people remember his racist comments. A lot of people are still upset about that. A lot of people are upset about, you know, the whole he was at the convention a few weeks ago. So it looks as if people have problems with him on multi levels. I get it. But it also looks like the Lions, and I don't know this, but watching this video, I kind of think that this is a Lions video that they'll get played during the season. Because he didn't mention anything about the beer in the video. It's just about Dan Campbell and the Lions winning the whole Super Bowl. David, can we play it real quick for those who haven't heard it? I think that's for the Lions. There was nothing about the beer he was hawking. I think that's something that's going to be going up on the Lions Jumbotron. Dre, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, fellas? You guys all right?
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding. Hey, Rico, I agree with you there. That sounds like that's a hype video. And, yeah, it's going to probably get some boos just because of the fact of what Hulk Hogan did. I'm like Hatchet, man. I was a big fan, you know, with Hulk Hogan for the longest. You know, when he slammed King Kong Bundy, I was like, oh, man, I was hyped. But he lost me right, you know, when he made the racist statement. And it's, you know, again, his affiliation with the, you know, a certain party, political party. I have no problems with any celebrities doing that. You know, I'm a big Clint Eastwood fan. I still watch Clint Eastwood movies. But if he dropped the N-bomb, you know, I would not like Clint Eastwood anymore because, you know, that's like a direct, you know, blow at me as being a black man, you know. So when Hulk Hogan, unfortunately, you know, he dropped that, you know, dropped the N-bomb. And, you know, that just left a stain on, you know, just everything that I felt about him. And, you know, I understand what Hatchet is saying, you know, seeing him in person, you kind of go into that kid mode again. But, you know, Rico, you tried to save him because You know, that's one of those pictures you got to stash away, you know, because if I ran into Clint Eastwood on the street, I'll take a picture with him, but I'm not going to show it to my friends. You know what I'm saying?
Dre, that's exactly what I told David.
But you know who I am. I like to, you know, things.
He got more defiant. Oh, I'm putting it out there. Okay.
Yeah, he wanted to be battle tested. I see that. That's what Hatchet Man wanted to do, man. But look, you know, just certain things, you know, you got to just, you know, Rico tried to save your life, my brother. You know, I would have done the same thing. I would have probably taken the picture, but it would have been stashed somewhere where
you know what, Dre, you put it in that secure file on your phone.
You got it. You better believe it, man. So that's just my take on it.
I appreciate the phone call. Jeff Rieger, Wojo coming up next. If you missed any of the show, use that Odyssey Rewind. You're listening to the Lenny Show with Rico. Mike's watching the horses for a little bit, so he'll be back. We were talking about Hulk Hogan. You know what? I'll be happy. I will be happy when this political season is over. I want to know who in the world gave all of these telemarketers my number so they could. Who are you voting for? How did you get my number? That's what I want to know. David, what you got?
So I have a statement from the Detroit Lions here. So Corey Woods, who covers the Detroit Lions for MLive, tweeted this out. Due to numerous inquiries about the Hulk Hogan's appearance at the Detroit Lions practice, I reached out to the organization for clarification. Hogan, whose real name is Terry Bollea, is currently on a promotional tour for his new alcoholic beverage. His team camp contacted the Lions to request permission for him to attend and observe practice, which the Lions approved. It's important to note that such requests are uncommon for the Lions. Over the years, athletes from various sports, musicians, entertainers, politicians, and other notable figures have sought access or credentials to the team's training camp, which is typically open to the public. So that's what he received from the Detroit Lions regarding today's appearance.
Who's the video for?
That was not said or...
Come on! No, that's no. I think the video is for the Lions. I don't think they'll ever show it. I don't know. That would show me truly that Dan Campbell can really bring everybody together. If they could show that video of him hyping up Campbell and the Lions and nobody boos, because I don't think you can get that done.
I agree. I also have some news for you, Rico.
Okay.
Shams is reporting that the Brooklyn Nets and former number 7 overall pick Killian Hayes have agreed to a 1-year deal.
No. Two-way deal or a real deal?
It says just one way.
It's
Hayes
serious.
Will be going to training camp and compete for a roster spot.
Wait, is Ben Simmons still on that team?
He is still on that team.
Oh, those two deserve each other. Wow. The Brooklyn Nets, where your career goes to die.
It's your last step to Europe.
Right. Well, you know what? It is right there in New York. You can hop, go to LaGuardia, hop on a flight, and, you know, arrivederci. Au revoir. Ciao, bella.
So we'll see if he even makes the regular season roster, but there you go. He gets a chance.
Killian Hayes is back. All right, while we're waiting on Rieger, let's get one more phone call in. Robert, you're on 97.1. Robert.
Hey, man.
What's
up, guys? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, loud and clear.
Yeah, man. Man, let me start by saying you guys are the...
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Thanks, Jeremy. You know what? The more and more I look at this video, I think the Lions shot this video. I think this is going to be stuff that Slick Back Hair Kenny will be watching at Ford Field. I think they're going to be putting this up on the Jumbotron. I don't think this was for his beer. I think this was for the Lions and for the crowd. I'll be interested to hear what the reaction will be. 248-539-9797. David, we've neglected the ticket text. Let's get a couple of those in before we get back to the phone lines.
Someone's saying the point that Rico is missing is Hulk Hogan had diehard black fans as well. So when they heard the racist things, it was tremendously offensive and disappointing to them. That's why people are having the reaction they are having. It's not just the politics.
No, I get that. I saw the video. Yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from.
Yes.
And as I said, since then, the man has come out and apologized. He went on a whole tour. I'm sorry. Now, whether you believe it or not, that's up to you. I guess as I get older, I realize everybody's sorry once they get caught. But it's something that I think most people just say in the private. I don't get shocked anymore.
See, here's the thing, and this is what I've always
is it disappointing? No, but is it disappointing?
Yeah,
it was disappointing. But I'm... Man, I'm not holding grudges for 10 years. That's just not me.
Yeah, but
I've been called worse.
And I've always been taught this even as a kid. You know, you may not want to meet your heroes.
Yeah.
You may not want to get to know them because there are some things that they don't tell you.
Yeah.
There's some things that they believe or say.
People.
Yes, that you just don't want to know. You just want to keep it to, I see you on TV. That's it.
When he did that, it was like, wow. Yeah, because it used to be the Hulkster. Now, do I look at him differently? I absolutely do.
Yes.
When he came in yesterday, I was just like, huh. I remember back in the day, I would be like losing my stuff. Like, that's Hulk Hogan. But then I remember what he did. And it was like, oh, that's Hulk Hogan. Okay. You still think, you try to go back and think of the positive things. But you don't forget the negative stuff, if that makes sense.
No, you're right about that.
I'm not going to sit here and just, your whole life is going to be based off of that. No, I'm not going to forget it. But
I'm not throwing that away at all.
Right, so the ticket text, I understand and I get it. And I saw it and I was just like, really? That's how you feel? I mean, you know, it's like, was it Hasselhoff? And no, it wasn't him. It was... What was a celebrity that just like went off?
And man's from Seinfeld.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean.
Right. And that's just it. Like, man, I was a gigantic Seinfeld. To this day, David, you know, I can't really watch the show without. I'm fine. I start watching it. And all of a sudden, you know how he opens the door and comes into the room. And then I'm like, and that's why I don't like this show
anymore. It's completely different now. Right. Yeah.
It's like, okay.
You're right.
I get it. Go ahead.
Matt in South Lyon says, I am a huge Democrat, but I could give two craps about Hulk Hogan. I don't mind him coming to camp. It's stupid if you're complaining about it. Someone else says, I hate election years. Always something to divide us as humans. That is from Jason. I saw Hatchett's picture on my computer. Okay, there we go. I saw Hatchett's picture with the Hulkster yesterday, but then I realized David thinks he's white anyway. The people who can't have fun anymore live a sad little world.
Yeah, trust me. David, oh, I forgot you do like deviled eggs.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Raisins in your potato salad?
No, sure. No, not at all. Derek in Brighton says, it's really sad that some people actively look for ways to be triggered by something. You can disagree with someone's politics and still be friends, people. Hashtag make politics boring again.
I think we're a long way away from that. 248-539-9797. Jay, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How you guys doing?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Hatchett, I wanted to call and make a speech because I was the one that posted something. And I wanted to call and apologize to you.
Oh, you're good, dude. You're good.
No, but I wanted to explain because you have to juxtapose that because of the things that Hogan has said and stuff like that or whatever. And as a huge wrestling fan, I still have it. I'm going to see SummerSlam next week and stuff like that. He was essentially kicked out of the WWE because of his racial thing. And then recently, with the whole thing with the whole, like, ambassador, oh, she was fired because she was black and stuff like that. So I think a lot of people have a negative connotation when it comes to Hulk Hogan, especially as a wrestling fan, obviously, because of the things that he said about using the N-word and stuff like that. So, but I do want to apologize to you and stuff like that. I really wanted to, you know, call and give you that and stuff like that. But call and let you know what was ahead on the other side of the coin.
No, I hear you, dude, and I appreciate that. But here's the thing, and I've said this on the air before. I compartmentalize a lot. I can't stand Ben Roethlisberger off the field. But when he's on that field, he was a Steeler, and I rooted for him. And that's how I felt yesterday with Hulk Hogan in the building. I was just 9-year-old me all over again. I remember everything that he said and that he's done and what he stands for.
Say your prayers, eat your vitamins.
Yeah, I just ignored the negative and said I'm 9 years old all over again and I'm taking his photo. Okay. That's it.
Just stay away from his daughter, David.
Yeah, apparently I have to.
Well, you're married.
Oh, yes, I have to, yes.
Occasionally I have to remind you of that. That's a whole nother story in and of itself. But no, so what I'm saying, I thought maybe it was Hulk Hogan is a polarizing figure. A lot of people remember his racist comments. A lot of people are still upset about that. A lot of people are upset about, you know, the whole he was at the convention a few weeks ago. So it looks as if people have problems with him on multi levels. I get it. But it also looks like the Lions, and I don't know this, but watching this video, I kind of think that this is a Lions video that they'll get played during the season. Because he didn't mention anything about the beer in the video. It's just about Dan Campbell and the Lions winning the whole Super Bowl. David, can we play it real quick for those who haven't heard it? I think that's for the Lions. There was nothing about the beer he was hawking. I think that's something that's going to be going up on the Lions Jumbotron. Dre, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, fellas? You guys all right?
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding. Hey, Rico, I agree with you there. That sounds like that's a hype video. And, yeah, it's going to probably get some boos just because of the fact of what Hulk Hogan did. I'm like Hatchett, man. I was a big fan, you know, with Hulk Hogan for the longest. You know, when he slammed King Kong Bundy, I was like, oh, man, I was hyped. But he lost me right, you know, when he made the racist statement. And it's, you know, again, his affiliation with the, you know, a certain party, political party. I have no problems with any celebrities doing that. You know, I'm a big Clint Eastwood fan. I still watch Clint Eastwood movies. But if he dropped the N-bomb, you know, I would not like Clint Eastwood anymore because, you know, that's like a direct, you know, blow at me as being a black man, you know. So when Hulk Hogan, unfortunately, you know, he dropped the N-bomb. And, you know, that just left a stain, on, you know, just everything that I felt about him. And, you know, I understand what Hatchet is saying, you know, seeing him in person, you kind of go into that kid mode again. But, you know, Rico, you tried to save him because, you know, that's one of those pictures you got to stash away, you know, because if I ran into Clint Eastwood on the street, I'll take a picture with him, but I'm not going to show it to my friends. You know what I'm saying?
Dre, because Dre, that's exactly what I told David.
But you know who I am. I like to, you know, things.
He got more defiant. Oh, I'm putting it out there. Okay.
Yeah, he wanted to be battle tested. I see that. That's what Hatchet Man wanted to do, man. But look, you know, just certain things, you know, you got to just, you know, Rico tried to save your life, my brother. You know, I would have done the same thing. I would have probably taken the picture, but it would have been stashed somewhere where
you know what, Dre, you put it in that secure file on your phone.
You got it. You better believe it, man. So that's just my take on it.
I appreciate the phone call. Jeff Rieger, Wojo coming up next. If you missed any of the show, use that Odyssey Rewind. You're listening to the Lenny Show with Rico. Mike's watching the horses for a little bit, so he'll be back. We were talking about Hulk Hogan. You know what? I'll be happy. I will be happy when this political season is over. I want to know who in the world gave all of these telemarketers my number so they could. Who are you voting for? How did you get my number? That's what I want to know. David, what you got?
So I have a statement from the Detroit Lions here. So Corey Woods, who covers the Detroit Lions for MLive, tweeted this out. Due to numerous inquiries about the Hulk Hogan's appearance at the Detroit Lions practice, I reached out to the organization for clarification. Hogan, whose real name is Terry Bollea, is currently on a promotional tour for his new alcoholic beverage. His team camp contacted the Lions to request permission for him to attend and observe practice, which the Lions approved. It's important to note that such requests are uncommon for the Lions. Over the years, athletes from various sports, musicians, entertainers, politicians, and other notable figures have sought access or credentials to the team's training camp, which is typically open to the public. So that's what he received from the Detroit Lions regarding today's appearance.
Who's the video for?
That was not said or...
Come on! I think the video is for the Lions. I don't think they'll ever show it. I don't know. That would show me truly that Dan Campbell can really bring everybody together. If they could show that video of him hyping up Campbell and the Lions and nobody boos, because I don't think you can get that done.
I agree. I also have some news for you, Rico.
Okay.
Shams is reporting that the Brooklyn Nets and former number 7 overall pick Killian Hayes have agreed to a 1-year deal.
No. Two-way deal or a real deal?
It says just one way.
It's
Hayes
serious.
Will be going to training camp and compete for a roster spot.
Wait, is Ben Simmons still on that team?
He is still on that team.
Oh, those two deserve each other. Wow. The Brooklyn Nets, where your career goes to die.
It's your last step to Europe.
Right. Well, you know what? It is right there in New York. You can hop, go to LaGuardia, hop on a flight, and, you know, arrivederci. Au revoir. Ciao, bella.
So we'll see if he even makes the regular season roster, but there you go. He gets a chance.
Killian Hayes is back. All right, while we're waiting on Rieger, let's get one more phone call in. Robert, you're on 97.1. Robert.
Hey, man.
What's
up, guys? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, loud and clear.
Yeah, man. Man, let me start by saying you guys are the best, man. And please don't tell your other cohort that you guys got a little different flair tonight. It's kind of cool tonight without your boy, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But anyway, and you guys got, I knew you got the guy's best radio show. But what I want to say is, if you're an NFL owner of a team, you have to be aware of the political nature of things going on right now, you have to be. And Hulk Hogan, my guy, man, I kind of love him too. I'm like you guys, but as a kid, man, I was rooting for, I'm a little older than you guys. I was rooting for Hulk Hogan. You know, we were sitting around a TV pay-per-view watching him. I love Hulk Hogan, but you got to kind of be aware. You know what I mean?
Right. And Robert, I appreciate the phone call. I just wonder, who's that hype video for? Because more and more I watch it, more and more I look at it, I think that's for the Lions. I think that's one of those videos, how they do with Eminem and who's the actor from Jeff Daniels. I think that's going to get played up on the Jumbotron during a key third down to hype the crowd up. I don't know if it's going to work that way.
I can tell you that's not what it is.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's okay. Not a Lions thing at all.
Okay.
Obviously, they've been asked questions about it. Yeah, hey, what's going on?
Mojo doing some hard work. Is this why you're just getting here?
No, it's the same as always.
He always gets there this time.
See, I was trying to give him credit. He was working all the way up to the bill.
He doesn't deserve credit.
No, do not give me credit.
Come on.
No, when I saw it, was it Brad Galley's the first one that popped up? When I saw it this afternoon, I thought, is that... I mean, I personally am not offended, but I guess I could see why some people would be. And so I wanted some questions cleared up. And he was there on his own. Lots of celebrities come by. They ask for permission and sure, but the Lions weren't part of any promotion. He was here at the station a couple days ago.
He was. 2 days or yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, promoting his beer. He's in town. And apparently he was out in Royal Oak Bars last night doing all sorts of promotions. Yeah. I mean, all over the place. So I don't know. There you go. If people want to get, pissed at the Lions or Dan Campbell, to me, that is silly, because then you have to be pissed at every bar. You have to be pissed at 97 won the ticket for having him on the air.
I'm pissed at Gator. Right? I can't believe it. Gator loved him. Now, Doug had no idea about Hulk Hogan, so Doug's off the hook. Is that how we're looking at this?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's do that. But I'm more offended. No, I enjoy the spicy garlic. But we
can Rico, if you're not going to take this crosstalk seriously, let's just end it, okay?
This is an issue that is tearing the fabric. This is tearing the fabric of Detroit apart.
Whoa. What did I just hear? Get rid.
Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't hear the tournament?
I did. I heard parts of it. Oh, my. We're spiraling.
Yeah. None of those comments were made at practice today. I can verify that.
Dan Campbell does love himself some Hulk Hogan.
Lots of people do.
I agree.
They're able to, as most people are, right or wrong, separate the act from whatever the man is in reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. People like the act. People still...
Oh, my God. Keep going. What else you got?
Rico's like the little kid.
He loves that Mike's away because the board is now facing him, and he's having all the fun.
When Mike's away, the kids will play.
But there it's interesting you say that, Wojo, because when he was here yesterday, he was the character.
Yeah.
He wasn't out of character. He was Hulk. He spoke to everyone like that.
That's all he is. Yeah.
That's what he is.
That's why people react in a positive way, because they like the character.
You think that gets exhausting? Like 2 in the morning, his last fan walks out. Hey, Hulkamaniac. Hey, Hulkster.
Yeah, just Hulkster. I need some room service. You
gotta rip my shirt off.
I ordered a burger. Yeah. We'll treat this topic with dignity and respect.
That's right.
Be safe and respectful.
Can you play the Kenny one again?
We gotta go. Rieger, Wojo,
it's
next.
Unbelievable.
97.1. Jeff Rieger, Wojo coming up next. If you miss any of the show, use that Odyssey Rewind. You're listening to the Lenny Show with Rico. Mike's watching the horses for a little bit, so he'll be back. We were talking about Hulk Hogan. You know what? I will be happy when this political season is over. I want to know who in the world gave all of these telemarketers my number so they could. Who are you voting for? How did you get my number? That's what I want to know. David, what you got?
So I have a statement from the Detroit Lions here. So Corey Woods, who covers the Detroit Lions for MLive, tweeted this out. Due to numerous inquiries about the Hulk Hogan's appearance at the Detroit Lions practice, I reached out to the organization for clarification. Hogan, whose real name is Terry Bollea, is currently on a promotional tour for his new alcoholic beverage. His team camp contacted the Lions to request permission for him to attend and observe practice, which the Lions approved. It's important to note that such requests are uncommon for the Lions. Over the years, athletes from various sports, musicians, entertainers, politicians, and other notable figures have sought access or credentials to the team's training camp, which is typically open to the public. So that's what he received from the Detroit Lions regarding today's appearance.
Who's the video for?
That was not said or...
Come on! I think the video is for the Lions. I don't think they'll ever show it. I don't know. That would show me truly that Dan Campbell can really bring everybody together. If they could show that video of him hyping up Campbell and the Lions and nobody boos, because I don't think you can get that done.
I agree. I also have some news for you, Rico.
Okay.
Shams is reporting that the Brooklyn Nets and former number 7 overall pick Killian Hayes have agreed to a 1-year deal.
No. Two-way deal or a real deal?
It says just one way. Hayes will be going to training camp and compete for a roster spot.
Wait, is Ben Simmons still on that team?
He is still on that team.
Oh, those two deserve each other. Wow. The Brooklyn Nets, where your career goes to die.
It's your last step to Europe.
Right. Well, you know what? It is right there in New York. You can hop, go to LaGuardia, hop on a flight, and, you know, arrivederci. Au revoir. Ciao, bella.
So we'll see if he even makes the regular season roster, but there you go. He gets a chance.
Killian Hayes is back. All right, while we're waiting on Rieger, let's get one more phone call in. Robert, you're on 97.1. Robert.
Hey, man.
What's
up, guys? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, loud and clear.
Yeah, man. Man, let me start by saying you guys are the best, man. And please don't tell your other cohort that you guys got a little different flair tonight. It's kind of cool tonight without your boy, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm just, you guys got, I knew you got the guy's best radio show. But what I want to say is, if you're an NFL owner of a team, you have to be kind of aware, not kind of aware, just aware of the political nature of things going on right now. You have to be. And Hulk Hogan, my guy, man, I kind of love him too. I'm like you guys, but as a kid, man, I was rooting for, I'm a little older than you guys, I was rooting for Hulk Hogan. You know, we were sitting around a TV pay-per-view watching him. I love Hulk Hogan, but you got to kind of be aware. You know what I mean?
Right. And Robert, I appreciate the phone call. I just wonder, who's that hype video for? Because more and more I watch it and more I look at it, I think that's for the Lions. I think that's one of those videos, how they do with Eminem and who's the actor from Jeff Daniels. I think that's going to get played up on the Jumbotron during a key third down to hype the crowd up. I don't know if it's going to work that way.
I can tell you that's not what it is.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's okay. Not a Lions thing at all.
Okay.
Obviously, they've been asked questions about it. Yeah, hey, what's going on?
Mojo doing some hard work. Is this why you're just getting here?
No, it's the same as always.
He always gets here this time.
See, I was trying to give him credit. He was working all the way up to the bill.
He doesn't deserve credit.
No, do not give me credit.
Come on.
No, when I saw it, was it Brad Galley's the first one that popped up? When I saw it this afternoon, I thought, is that... I mean, I personally am not offended, but I guess I could see why some people would be. And so I wanted some questions cleared up. And he was there on his own. Lots of celebrities come by. They ask for permission and sure, but the Lions weren't part of any promotion. He was here at the station a couple days ago.
He was. 2 days ago. Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Promoting his beer. He's in town. And apparently he was out in Royal Oak Bars last night doing all sorts of promotions. Yeah. I mean, all over the place. So I don't know. There you go. If people want to get, you know, pissed at the Lyons or Dan Campbell, to me, that is silly. Because then you have to be pissed at every bar. You have to be pissed at 97 won the ticket for having him on the air.
I'm pissed at Gator. Right? I can't believe it. Gator loved him. Now, Doug had no idea about Hulk Hogan, so yeah. Doug's off the hook. Is that how we're looking at this?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's do that. But I'm more offended. No, I enjoy the spicy garlic. But we,
you know, Rico,
talk
if you're not
going
to take this crosstalk seriously, let's just end it, okay?
This is an issue that is tearing the fabric. This is tearing the fabric of Detroit apart.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What did I just hear? Get rid.
Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't hear the tournament?
I did. I heard parts of it. Oh, my. We're spiraling.
Yeah. None of those comments were made at practice today. I can verify that.
Dan Campbell does love himself some Hulk Hogan.
Lots of people
I
do.
I agree.
They're able to, as most people are, right or wrong, separate the act from whatever the man is in reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. People like the act. People still...
Oh, my God. Keep going. What else you got?
Rico's like the little kid.
He loves that Mike's away because the board is now facing him, and he's having all the fun.
When Mike's away, the kids will play.
See... But there it's interesting you say that, Wojo, because when he was here yesterday, he was the character.
Yeah.
He wasn't out of character. He was Hulk. He spoke to everyone like that.
That's all he is. Yeah.
That's what he is.
That's why people react in a positive way because they like the character.
You think that gets exhausting? Like 2 in the morning, his last fan walks out. Hey, Hulkamaniac. Hey, Hulkster.
Yeah, just Hulkster. I need some room service. You
gotta rip my shirt off.
I ordered a burger. Yeah. We'll treat this topic with dignity and respect.
That's right.
Be safe and respectful.
Can you play the Kenny one again?
We gotta go.
We gotta go. We gotta go.
Rieger, Wojo,
it's
next.
Unbelievable.
97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.